Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the deep fried friars area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or box of sunshine. Eh, thanks for.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what food not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KOL.
Hello, everybody. I've not done a State of the Kingdom in a while, and, you know, I have a brand new assistant. You may have seen that. I've been spouting that message in Radio and Newbie, and freaking nobody sent me any messages in. Shame on you. But I have a brand new assistant, freshly made up by Jick, called Teacher's Assistant. It's player number 1005959, and it works just like Radio Bugbear. So I can read what Teacher's Assistant says, and, oh God, Lilith, you're so drunk. God. I digress. This is the weekly gameplay-related discussion show. I'm not on dev. I wish I was, but I'm not. I don't ever plan on being on dev. I'm not a mod. I'm not a builder. I'm not a coder. I'm just a player who happens to have a radio show. And I've done a bunch of ascensions. So, what we do is we kind of talk about, you know, what's been going on last week or two. What's the new stuff since the last show. Kind of do a little quick update, and then we'll answer questions. These are gameplay-related questions, you know. It could be anything about things that you would want suggestions on how to improve, or suggestions on this and that. And so, you know, go get people. Go tell them, you know, go tell them to come listen to the radio, and you can get their questions answered. Maybe someday I'll be spiffy enough. Glebes, no. I'm not answering questions into Ashlon anymore. They have to go to Teacher's Assistant. And, no. she's done this, leveling. Because I had to level her up to get to be able to wear the fez. And as soon as she could wear it, poof, done. But if you have any suggestions on things I should have Teacher's Assistant wear, please feel free to suggest them to me, because, you know, the teacher's assistant outfit in my classroom has to look just right, because, you know, that's just the way I roll. Alright, so, how you do this is, oh yes, Glebe, and, yeah, I did change that on you, so, anyway, I digressed. I was drunk last night, but anyway, Anyway, you can send in blue messages to Teacher's Assistant, which is player number 1005959. If you try to do it by words, it's Teachers, space, Assistant. It's not one word. So, and just so everybody gets used to it, you know, it'll be a little bit different. I'm going to play a couple songs, let some of these questions percolate in, regather what all's been going on last week and a half, because, you know, I was in the hell called Pine Bluff last weekend, and I shall be back. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Gotta have me a little Jimmy every so often. That's just, that's good stuff. Alright, so let's do a quick review of what happened last couple of weeks. There was no show last week, because I was in Pine Bluff working on the Quiz Bowl stuff. But before that, what we ended up having was we had this brand new shaft that showed up in the knob area, the knob shaft. And the knob shaft, well, you know, has some critters that are a little bit different than what you're used to seeing. And, wow, they're all ghosts. Believe it or not. And, you know, here's the deal. The thing about these ghosts is that if you try to hit them normally or with spooky attacks, it does minimal damage, okay? And so what has happened now is we are seeing the first view, and I absolutely freaking love it, the first view of now monsters being completely resistant from certain pieces of attack and elemental attacks. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. So, you know, the idea here is that you have to now format your weapons so that you basically have to have you have to have the ability to shift your weapons with the powders or have different ones to have different types of elemental attack. Absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it. Love it. So, that was the big thing from last week. And then this week, that just came in. Oh, and I did forget, there was some new ores, and you could make new weapons and stuff, and apparently now they've shown up with now as craftable, but not, they don't craft anything yet. So, it looks like they're actually still working on this new craft system, which is pretty cool. And they're getting pieces as they get done, going along. Second thing that happened last week, heck, I'll just go ahead and read off what it says. The reward scheme for the giant garbage quest has been made a little bit more interesting. Interesting meaning that there are now three items that you could get from the drop, from completing the quest. And, as everybody always enjoys, a new outfit with a new tattoo, because we know we love our tattoos around here. Which looks conveniently like a puppet from some child's TV show that runs every so often. And, you know, I was, like, pretty stoked about that. Like, you know, hey, nice little way to expand an existing piece of content. Very easy to do that. And that wasn't very much difficulty and all, and so I was very proud of that. I was happy to see that. Some of the minor stuff that's gone on. Some rank bugs have been fixed. Some interface tweak, equipping a two-handed ranged weapon over two one-handed melee weapons no longer fails, which is like, thank God. So nothing really dramatically major, but of course, you know, they were at Comic-Con. And we do have this little thing about the superhero mask, which I did not get one because I did not go to Comic-Con. But you submitted a code and you got a superhero mask and you could put it on and it could turn you into one of three different superheroes, which is pretty cool. And you know, it's like, what, I think +5 on all stats. So, you know, nice little opener thing. Now, I plan, like I said, that this is a talk show where I take the majority of the show and answer your questions that you send in. And the way you can get those questions in is send that to my helper, which is Teacher's Assistant. There's an underscore in between those two words. Or you just go /MSG /1005959. If you want to tell your friends or in your clan or in any other channels that they're in to log on to the show and give a listen, and that they're giving away free gameplay advice to those who would like to hear, please come join in. If you want to come talk about what I'm saying and to dispute what I'm saying, come into Radio Chat. And it's pretty much just a fun little place, and like I said, you know, one of the few people who actually do these talk shows. I do try to be just a little more serious than the Jake and Scully cooldown show, which I heard like 15 minutes of. I was like, oh my god, that's funny. So I try to be a little bit more serious, but like I said, I don't have, you know, dev rights, and I don't have rights of other stuff and stuff. I do have to admit, Nick, I laughed about, you know, I kind of turned it off after you're making your bet about the 24 and a half women at con. that should be fun to see how that happens. Shot time. God. So, anyway, radio does not exist to give you advice, Ash. Why, yes, it does. It does when it's on my show. What is Saint-Denis showing? Saint-Denis says... Oh! Saint-Denis, that's pretty cool. I like it. Pretty nifty, pretty nifty. So if you would like to... I forgot about one very important development. Okay. I'm not sure this one important development is. Because, I'm blanking. Oh, yeah! God, I even looked that up because someone was asking me a question about it later. The cliche items now reagent into potions. One is plus 25 mysticality, one is plus 25 moxie, and one is plus 25 muscle, which now gives you a nice little purpose stat boost and a reason for cliche to occur, which, as I got to the questions later on, and when I get to it, I will talk about, you know, the worth now of cliche compared to what it was, and that I think will be probably one of the better decent questions. So let's go ahead and get into the questions. I do not have that many, which worries me, because I smell the suckage coming up, the vacuum that is this radio show when I have no questions to go on. Otherwise, you get to hear me rambling about all sorts of other stuff, and. Cliche can now be used to make you stronger. I think my brain just exploded. Yes, Bahu. Basically, what that happens is you take your reptile piece and you potion it, and you get one of three little potions, and one of them is a plus 25. Basically, each one of them is plus 25 to a stat. So the question that was asked to me, it was kind of a little bit down. Where was it? Divernus, since cliche drops have uses now, and decent ones at that, amen, and getting cliche is 100% free, does this speed up hardcore, even make cliche permeable? I have to say, yes. Early on, in your early hardcore runs, what you run into is, now I'm talking people with less than 4 or 5 skills on hardcore, and they don't have LTS synergy, okay? But early on, you run into a problem about level 9.5 to 10 of really not being able to survive monsters well. Especially when you get in the hole in the sky, you are potioning up all sorts of stuff to try to survive in there. With these new potions, and, you know, you gotta think, plus 25 is less than half of 50, so if you've got a potion that gives you 50% boost, then, you know, if your stat's more than 50, use your percent boost. If it's less than 50, use a plus 25. If you've got a plus 100% booster potion off of all the other potions, then this plus 25 isn't going to be better. But in addition with, as a secondary potion, it's going to make those runs even better, especially if you're a class, say a mist class, and you're trying to survive and not get slaughtered with one hit, or you're trying to actually be able to fight. So you can boost your mysticality, or you can boost your muscle if you have kind of the basics for LTS synergy. As for permeable, I don't see a reason why not. Especially, let me see something here real quick. Mole search. Now, again, this is not going to be, a primary permeable skill. And especially since, those potions are sellable. If you really wanted to spend the magic and the points, you could make some meat. I mean, it's not going to be massively much, but that's what you're going to do. So, what the hell? So anyway, I think it's a good skill. I think it's maybe a secondary, maybe a tertiary level set for perming. And there you go. So, I think that would be definitely cool. And, if you've got 10, 15, 20 skills already, and you're kind of at that point like, what do I get next? Go ahead and perm Cliche. It wouldn't hurt. It'll give you those easy stat boosts early on. And that wouldn't be that bad. They're in a channel talking about, boy, wouldn't it be cool if we could trade KOL items for the real world equivalents. I mean, I'd make 8,000 oranges, grapefruits, and tomatoes from the hippie stand real, and my shopping would be done, and there'd be this huge meat sink, everyone wins. Where then, everybody goes, man, I just want an astral badger familiar for myself, honestly. which that would be funny. That would be pretty cool. Let's see here. Let's go back to the questions now that I kind of concerned. Please tell your badger to stop dancing on my car. Is that a mushroom? Where'd that come from? Some of the stuff is better. No, Nick. To teacher's assistant, which is 100-5959. 100-5959. Because I have a count just like Radio Bugbear and Radio Pugbear and Jumanji or whatever Nama and Phoenix chooses. Let's go into the question, shall we? Lilith asks, what is your thought on back-to-back two-day softcore runs, insane or sane? Well, you have to realize that a lot of the speedrunners, that's kind of how they play. That is their mindset, that if they cannot do a two-day run, then they have failed. So, if your mindset is to ascend pretty much every single day, then, it's fine. So, it's okay. As for insane, it does take a lot of skill. It does take a lot of resource management. And that's pretty cool that that can be pulled off. And I think Lilith is basically trying to point out that she actually did it. So, so congratulations to her. She also then asked, what would you recommend for an attempted one-day ascension? God, there are so many ways now that they are doing those one-day ascensions, and I'm not even really keeping up with. I know pretty much that they're running almost full speed. full speed monster level. Everything you can get that ups your monster level, you use it. And they're saying, I think you need to have a lot of your shells and defense spells and a full complement of your LTS. Honestly, I'm not the best person to ask. Go talk to Mr. Bill and go talk to White Girl in the Corner, because I don't have a clue, because I don't try to play high-end speed runs. Because, wah. Yes, there were back-to-back one-dayers. Two people did back-to-back one-dayers, ascended, and then ascended again, and then ascended the third time in the same day. Now, two of those are one-dayers. And basically, Jig and Sully have said, yes, we are aware that they've, in essence, broken the game and that it can be done. But of course, since we were putting out NS-13, we really didn't care how we're putting out the spells, since pretty much we're going to freeze and use them and then reset the speed leaderboards. So they really don't care about this, and that's fine. It was basically just a different shift of a game. So... I don't know. Oglebopiter says that paddle of homoerotica thingy would be nice for teacher's assistant. If it was like a school paddle or something like that, oh yeah. Or a ruler. I really need a ruler. But if you have any suggestions for better items to put on teacher's assistant to make the nice little Catholic school dress outfit, schoolgirl outfit going, then let me know. Cassandra 7 asks, okay, common question, I'm sure, but what food is currently best to eat during the first few Ronin days of soft core? Pretty much what you're going to be looking at, and this is again depending on your costs and what you want to work with, is still your chow mains, but now we have the high mains, which give you just a little bit more adventures and a lot more stats. So if you can afford the high mains, which are only really about 2,000-3,000 more than the chow mains, by all means, use high mains. It's still 5 fullness. It's still nummy good. But now you can get them where you get your big boost on your primary stat, but now you get boosts on your secondary and then a smaller boost on your tertiary skill. And they're different types. And so I say that it's actually pretty good. So I would definitely go with the high mains, unless you have a huge stash of chow mains, and then you can either sell them and reload or just use them up, would be my suggestion. Oh. we're talking about what we think the store of loathing should sell. And we're like, stuffed Zamobies and stuffed mafia penguins start selling these stuffed animals that the store sells in the gift shop. Like, how much would that own if you could buy your very own stuffed mob penguin or your very own stuffed Zamobi? Holy shit. That would be freaking awesome. I love these conversations today. You know? So. Alright, moving on. So Crody points out that I had a typo. I fixed it. Sailor Bowser. I'm working on my fourth Disco Bandit run, and so far I've kept Advanced Cocktail Crafting and the two passive drop skills from this class. What should I keep next time I ascend? Well, I guess you're just staying... If you're just staying strictly Disco Bandit, and you're not trying to move around from class to class, and you're focusing all on Disco Bandit, I honestly might say, suck it up and go for level 15 and get the superhuman cocktail crafting. So then, if you're going to focus on Disco Bandit, then definitely, you know, take the extra time, get those extra levels, get superhuman, move on. If you're not really interested in doing that and going for the long run, let's see here, where did I put... Wait, wrong character. Crap. I don't have Dark Ego open, so I can't look at all my Disco Bandit skills. I would say probably... You might want to look at... Overdeveloped Sense of Self-Preservation, because it's nice and it helps, because it gives you hit points. And it's a passive. Or you go Disco Face Stab. Just give yourself a nice little attack. So... Hmm. Let's see here. Moving along. Let's see here. Pudding Man has bricked. Thank you for bricking my assistant. You shall be smited. Alana asks, what type of prep would you recommend for a muscle class first ascension? If you're Seal Clubber, you're actually not that bad of a problem, because you can do LTS, Lunging Thrust Smack with Eye of the Stoat, and can pretty much survive most of everything else. If you're going Turtle Tamer, then you really want to focus on getting all your skills, and then getting items that will give you extra melee damage. So, like, for example, the Flaming Talons. It's an offhand item. It's plus 5 flaming damage. Or you can have the Hobo Gloves, and that gives you plus stench damage, and it's an accessory. And so you put on these items, so when you hit, you do more damage per hit. And so what I would suggest, then, when you ascend, if ascending from Seal Clubber, get Lunging Thrust Mac. If you're ascending from Turtle Tamer, take Amphibian Sympathy, because it's going to make your familiars